Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Debbie Monterey. A toddler is dead this morning after falling out of a window on Forest Park Avenue. Fox 2 reporting the three-year-old boy fell out of a high-rise apartment building about 2:30 this morning and was pronounced dead when officers arrived at the scene. The investigation is ongoing. We'll keep you updated as more details become available. The Baldwin man accused of raping seven women he met through dating apps has been found guilty. 29-year-old Yahya Mali told the court the women were all enthusiastic partners, that the sex was consensual, even that the women were the aggressors. But after 5 hours, the jury returned a guilty verdict on 12 counts of rape, 5 counts of sodomy. The home explosion that killed 3 young people Sunday in Troy, Illinois, was caused by fireworks. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office, it was due to the mishandling of commercial-grade energetic material. State and federal charges are possible. The fire on West Kirsch Road was first called in around 11:20 Sunday night. Firefighters and police reportedly couldn't get too close initially because of multiple explosions with fireworks and propane tanks on the property. 19-year-old Aiden Hendrickson, 18-year-old Madeline Maxiner, and 12-year-old Paisley Nischwitz all died of smoke inhalation. The fight between St. Louis City and the state-appointed Board of Police Commissioners has come to a head.
I want to be clear. This is not a measure that we take lightly. It is regrettable that we are at this impasse.
Mayor Kara Spencer says the city is filing a lawsuit against the Board of Police Commissioners and the state of Missouri.
Our lawsuit seeks to overturn the law entirely and stop the unfunded mandate being forced on St. Louis taxpayers.
Mayor Spencer says she is the only board member with a fiduciary responsibility to the city and attempted to work in good faith with the board before filing the suit. She said she supports the members of the police department but disagrees with the board's approach and harm their budget request would cause. The lawsuit filed by the city has caught the police department and the state-appointed board that runs them off guard. Commissioner Chris Saraceno says they stand by their budget request.
We and standby our $250 million expenditure request, which is 18% of the city's general revenue fund.
That math is questionable, however, with the board's attorney, Chris Graville, explaining it includes more than just general revenue, but also the city's reserves and RAM settlement money.
The discussions about the RAM's money and the strategic reserve were really about what does that percentage look like on the overall budget.
Commissioner Sonia Jenkins-Gray says they felt they were beginning conversations on reaching an agreement with the city as recently as Monday, adding they were awaiting a response from the mayor's office for their next meeting. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A tough combination. The St. Louis County Jail dealing with a shortage of officers while the facility is near capacity. Acting Director Jonelle Coleman tells KMOX this is resulting in less recreational time for detainees and a greater strain on the jail's overall operations.
Also, it affects my staff. You know, they're somewhat overworked. We're filling a lot of positions. Also, you know, we have to shut down the jail to do things like court sometimes because we have to get the people that are needed for court.
Coleman adds she's working with the county executive and the council on finding raises for COs, but says the budget crunch is making that a challenge. Another lawsuit, this time against the city of Festus, comes just days after half the Festus City Council was voted out of office over the $6 billion data center project. Festus and CRG are being sued by the group Wake Up Jeffco and a group of residents seeking to invalidate the data center agreement, according to attorney Steve Jeffrey.
The developer will do these things, and in exchange, the city will do those things. So if that agreement were either to be invalidated by a judge or by invalidated by the new city council. So under either of those two scenarios, the project could be terminated.
Even after Tuesday's election, Sam Richards, the mayor, tells KMOX he believes most of the city is in favor of the data center and isn't sure what could convince him otherwise. Lori Merriman with Wake Up Jeffco reacts to that.
That's a line of basically because the people showed up to the polls. We had record turnout for our council vote.
The lawsuit was filed in St. Louis County Court. From the KMOX business desk, MasterCard in St. Louis, moving across the street, actually in St. Charles County, located in O'Fallon, the credit card company is moving its main hub to another building on its campus just across the street, according to the Business Journal. The building will be available starting July 1st, although the former building owner says MasterCard will lease it through the end of this year. MasterCard says its St. Charles campus is its largest global tech hub with more than 4,000 employees. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.